1-800-DUIOA, now offering free remote consultations by phone or video conference for any criminal offense. Trust Brooke, Jeffrey, and Jose's friends with a free remote consultation. From Bradley Johnson Lawyers, visit 1-800-DUIOA.com or call
1-800-DUIOA.
All right, it's time for your phone tap, and today we call a guy who's moving into his new apartment.
All right.
According to his friend, the reason why he's moving is to get away from all the weirdos that were at his last place.
Uh-oh.
Unfortunately, don't think that's going to happen for him.
Uh-oh.
Because he doesn't know this, but his new landlord is a big conspiracy theorist. And I don't see him leaving this new guy alone without telling him everything that he believes.
Oh, great.
Are we putting our tinfoil hats on now?
Yep, we probably
do it
should.
Now. Do it now.
Find out how he reacts in your brand new phone tap right now.
It's another phone tap.
Weekday mornings on the 20s.
Hello?
Hi, I'm looking to speak with Kyle.
This is Kyle. May I ask who's calling?
Hey, Kyle. My name's Russell. I'm the landlord of the apartments.
Okay. Hi, Russell.
I just wanted to go over a couple things with you real quick. Just some rules and things around the apartment complex you need to know.
Okay.
So I don't know if you saw the signs, but we don't allow any loud music or TV after 10 p.m.
That's no problem.
And I mean, for your own sake, I wouldn't even watch TV at all if I were you.
You mean, like, never watch it at all?
I don't ever watch it. That's just a way for them to watch you, you know?
I'm confused. I don't think I understand.
You can go onto the internet and figure it out.
I don't really know what we're talking about at this point, but
do yourself a favor. You're going to want to Google 1976 Bradford Project. Exactly that. It will blow your mind, brother.
Okay, yeah, maybe I'll check that out.
You hear all the people complaining about smartphones and Siri all listening in, right? Dude, they don't even know the tip of the iceberg, man. But Bradford, he knew. Probably too much, dude. And guess what happened? He disappeared, brother. And no one's seen him since.
This is weird, man. I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah, real weird.
I don't really, like, read about all that conspiracy kind of stuff. I don't really...
That's what they want you to do, not read. You think the government likes you reading? We need to take this combo offline. Just leave me a note on my door in invisible ink, and I'll respond. Probably back in invisible ink.
But what does this have to do with me moving in and stuff? I'm confused.
Maybe it has nothing to do with it. Or maybe it's everything. You get what I'm saying?
I'm sorry, man. I don't mean to come off as rude at all, but I'm kind of busy. Could we kind of get to the point?
You're probably wondering about the vending machines on the first floor, right?
What about them?
Let's just say that all the Diet Coke is gone, but not lost. You're picking up what I'm putting down?
I feel like I might be opening up Pandora's box a little bit here, but why would there be no diet soda in there?
You haven't read the latest Helsinki report yet, have you?
I'm confused.
The only thing that's known to hurt the lizard people is Diet Coke. Mind-blowing.
Did you just say lizard people?
Shh, dude, Jesus. Damn, don't just yell it. I whispered for a reason.
This is weird, man. I'm not going
to lie. Yeah, real weird.
No offense, but I don't want to know anything else, especially about the Diet Coke.
Okay, fine. We don't have to talk about that, but just know, if the lizard people come, dude,
what?
I bought all the Diet Coke. I got your back if shit goes down.
I don't want you to have my back. I just want to move into my place without crazy shit going on around me, all right?
Oh, I get what you're saying. You...
No, I don't think you do get what I'm saying, dude.
Yeah.
I just want to move in and be done with this.
Hey, dude, you're right. I don't feel comfortable talking on the phone about this either. In 10 or 15 minutes, I'm going to knock 6 times on your door. You know.
No.
7
no.
times?
No times.
8 times?
Listen, man, I'm hanging up. Don't come by my place. We're done.
Are you sure? Because I'm here with your brother, Johnny, dude. He knows all about the lizard people, too, bro. We're going to come save you.
Johnny?
I'm sorry, man. Johnny's the one who set you up for this prank phone call, bro. I am not your landlord.
Oh, my God. Wait, hold on. Wait a second.
My name's actually Jose. I'm from the radio show Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning. We're doing a phone tap on you.
Dude, I was about to go put on a tinfoil helmet, man. You were weirding me out.
Dude, I have spare ones if you want to borrow one, man. I already got them.
I bet you do. Oh, my God, bro.
Yeah, Johnny said you were moving to a new place and he was helping you move. He wanted to mess with you, bro.
Is Johnny there right now? If he's listening, I'm going to get you, bro.
Oh, no, he was here in studio, but the lizard people came and took him. I tried to warn you.
Yeah, you did. You're lucky I didn't go to the front office and start yelling at people already, man. Oh, my God.
No, don't yell at them. They're part of it all, man.
Yeah, I'm sure, man.
Wake up every morning with phone taps. Weekday mornings on the 20s. Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.